CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. This broadcast comes to you from amateur radio station G4TRN, located in Bristol, and transmitting on 145.525 MHz. Thank you for joining us. It's Sunday the 26th of February, 2023, and here is the GB2RS news broadcast, prepared by the RSGB and intended for all radio amateurs and listeners. This bulletin is also available on the RSGB website at rsgb.org, where you'll find links to groups and organisations that may be mentioned in this broadcast. The news headlines. RSGB Board Update. New RSGB Youth Champion and celebrating BBC broadcasting in Scotland. The RSGB President, Stuart Bryant, G3YSX, has reported that due to the workload of the board and the number of remaining members, the board thought it prudent to ask Ian Shepherd, G4EVK, to rejoin the RSGB board as a co-opted director until the AGM. After the AGM and the elections, the board will look at its membership and will likely make further co-options. The RSGB company's secretary fulfills an important role in the AGM proceedings, and so Stephen Purser, GW4SHF, was asked to return to this role until the AGM, whilst the society appoints a new company secretary through the usual process. If you're an RSGB member and would be willing to undertake the duties of RSGB company's secretary, or if you would like further information about the role, please contact the General Manager's Department via golfmike.dept@rsgb.org.uk. Liam Robbins, G5LDR, has been appointed as the RSGB's new youth champion. He gained his foundation licence in 2021 and his full licence in late 2022. Liam plans to encourage the use of amateur radio with local scouts, and he is also keen to revive radio societies at universities and colleges. He is eager to work with younger radio amateurs and to engage with outreach programmes that clubs are already running. Liam is also looking forward to working with the current RSGB youth team. You can email him at youth.champion@rsgb.org.uk. At 7 p.m. on the 6th of March 1923, BBC broadcasting in Scotland officially began. The studio was housed in a small attic apartment at Rexhouse in Bath Street, Glasgow, and the transmitter at Port Dundas, using 1.5 kilowatts on 722 kilohertz, the station was allocated the call sign 5SC, Sierra Charlie. Perhaps back then it was different phonetics. This year, 100 years to the day, the BBC Amateur Radio Group will be celebrating the anniversary with special events call sign Golf Bravo 5 Sierra Charlie. Operation will take place on the 4th, 5th and 6th of March from the present BBC Pacific Quay headquarters, using HF, VHF, UHF and QO100. The BBC Club team is being joined by operators from the West of Scotland Amateur Radio Society. For more information, visit the GB5SC page at qrz.com and the Whiskey Oscar Sierra Alpha Romeo Sierra Club website. The next RSGB Tonight at 8 live webinar takes place on Monday the 6th of March. Barry Lewis, G4SJH, RSGB Microwave Manager, will talk about contesting in the microwave and millimeter wavebands at 23 centimeters and above. He'll cover the frequency bands, contest activity sessions, special rules and equipment needed. although similar to VHF and UHF contesting, the microwave and millimeter wave bands bring additional challenges which will be discussed, along with the awards and trophies that can be won. You can watch and ask questions live on the RSGB YouTube channel. Find out more on the Society's website at rsgb.org/webinars. This is a final call for entries in the RSGB construction competition, as the deadline is this Wednesday, 1st of March. The four categories are beginners, construction excellence, innovation, and software. The judges will give special recognition to entries submitted by radio amateurs under the age of 24, and also to those who have just gained their foundation license. There are cash prizes in every category. If you're a new licensee or new to construction, don't be worried about submitting your entry. Read the stories of last year's winners and runners-up and be inspired to enter your project. You can read their stories and find out how to enter on the RSGB website at rsgb.org/construction-competition. SOS Radio Week 2023 starts at 0 hours UTC on the 1st of May and concludes at 23:59 on the 31st of May. It is an opportunity to support the many voluntary organisations in the British Isles whose members volunteer to save the lives of others at risk around the many miles of coastline and out at sea. These organisations include the Royal National Lifeboat Institution, the National Coast Watch Association, and the numerous independent lifeboat and coastal rescue groups. Individual amateur radio operators and clubs are invited to register to become an official SOS Radio Week station and operate under their own call sign, their clubs, or a special event call sign to raise awareness of the great work these volunteers perform. Awards are available for registered stations that make the most contacts on each of the 160-metre to 70-centimetre bands and using various modes. Registration is now open, and further details can be found at sosradioweek.org.uk. And now for details of rallies and events. The French HF Championship, also known as the REF contest, ends at 1800 UTC today. Using SSB on the HF bands where contests are permitted, the exchange of signal report and serial number, French stations send their département number or overseas territory prefix. The Lagan Valley Amateur Radio Society is holding its annual rally on the 4th of March. The venue will be the Hillsborough Village Centre, 7 Ballamahinch Road, BT26 6AR. Doors open at 10:30 a.m. For more information, visit www.LimaVictorAlfaRomeoSierra.uk. Nearer to home, Exeter Radio and Electronics Rally is taking place on Sunday, the 5th of March. The venue is for the event will be America Hall, De La Rue Way, Pinho, Exeter, Echo X-Ray 4, 8, Papa Whiskey. The doors will open at 10:30 a.m. for everyone and at 10:15 a.m. for disabled visitors. Admission is £3. Entry for under 16s is free. There will be trade stands and a bring-and-buy. The South Kesteven Amateur Radio Society Junk Sale will take place on Saturday, the 11th of March, at the Railway Club, Grantham, NG317AU. Doors open for traders at 8 a.m. Traders are asked to bring their own table. Doors are open to the public between 9:30 a.m. and 1 p.m. Admission for traders is £5 and for the public £1. Refreshments will be available on site. Contact Stuart M0SDM for more details via s.mason@sierrakiloalfaromeosierra.co.uk. Now the special event news. Members of Radio Club Jean Barre, F6KMB, will be active as Tango Mike 6 Charlie until Monday the 27th of February. Join the traditional Dunkirk Carnival, QSL via F6KMB. The Vienna International Center Amateur Radio Contest DX Club is expected to be active as 4 Uniform November Romeo until Tuesday the 28th of February. The location counts as Austria for DXCC and for the Vienna International Center for the CQDX Marathon. QSL via Club Logs OQRS or via UA3DX. Special call sign Oscar Zulu 625 Echo will be active until Tuesday the 28th of February for the opening of the new Enigma Museum of Communications in Copenhagen. An award will be available for contacts with OZ625E stations with different suffixes. More information about the special call sign and the award can be found via the OZ625EQRZ.com page. This year, Dennis G7AGZ will again be running a radio project in aid of Cornwall Hospice Care. This will be in two parts. First part will be a special event station with the call sign Golf Bravo Zero Charlie Hotel Charlie and will run from the 1st of April for 28 days. Dennis plans to activate all bands from 80 metres to 70 centimetres and operate using SSB, FM and DMR. The second part will be a coast-to-coast walk in Cornwall in the summer. Details will be released nearer the time. More details, including a link to Dennis's Just Giving page, are on the G7AGZQRZ.com web page. Now the DX News. Felipe F1DUZ will be active as Foxtrot Golf 4 Kilo Hotel from Guadeloupe, NA102, until the 8th of March. That includes participation in the SSB leg of the French HF Championship and the ARRL DX SSB contest. QSL via Logbook of the World, EQSL or via F1DUZ. Yosef ON6HX will be operating as Yankee Bravo 9 Slasher Oscar November 6 Hotel X-Ray from Lombok Island, OC150, until Wednesday the 8th of March. He expects to be available on the 80 to 10 meter bands using all modes including CW, QSL via his home call, direct or the bureau, Logbook of the World and EQSL. And Lars SM6NT will be active as Hotel Sierra Zero Zulu Mike Echo from Thailand until Thursday the 2nd of April. He will operate mainly using CW on the 40 to 10 meter bands, QSL via SM6NT. Now the contest news. The aforementioned French HF Championship ends at 1800 UTC today. The CQ 160 meter DX contest ends at 2200 UTC today. On Wednesday, the 1st of March, the 144 megs FT8 activity 4-hour contest runs from 1700 to 2100 UTC. Using FT8, the exchanges report and 4-character locator. Also, on Wednesday, the 144 megs FT8 activity 2-hour contest runs from 1900 to 2100 UTC. Using FT8, the exchanges report and 4-character locator. Stations entering the 4-hour contest may also enter the 2-hour contest. Also on Wednesday the 1st of March, the UK and Ireland Contest Club contest runs from 2000 to 2100 UTC using SSB on the 80 meter band. The exchange is your 6-character locator. On Saturday the 4th of March and ending at 2359 UTC on Sunday the 5th of March, the ARRL International DX contest begins at 0 hours UTC using SSB on 1.8 to 28 megs bands where contests are permitted, the exchange of signal report and transmission power. American stations send a signal report in their state. Canadian stations send a signal report and their province. Also, the March 144 megs and 432 megs contest begins at 1400 UTC on Saturday the 4th and ends at 1400 UTC on Sunday the 5th of March, using all modes, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. And on Sunday the 5th of March, the UK Microwave Group Low Band contest runs from 1000 to 1600 UTC, using all modes on the 1.3 to 3.4 gigs bands, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. And finally, the Worked All Britain 3.5 megs contest runs from 1800 to 2200 UTC on Sunday the 5th of March. CW and SSB, the exchange's signal report, serial number and Worked All Britain square, if applicable. This is GB2RS from amateur radio station G4TRN, located in Bristol. Now, the radio propagation report, compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO, on Thursday, the 23rd of February, 2023. Last week was characterized by many low and medium level solar flares. At the time of writing, in the past 7 days, the sun has emitted more than 60 C-class flares, 6 M-class flares, and 1 X-class flare. The X-class flare coincided with the measurement of the solar flux index, meaning that an erroneous reading of 343 was logged. The next day it was back to a more accurate 167. The solar flux index has generally declined from the 200s we saw earlier in the month and stood at 152 on Thursday the 23rd. Nevertheless, daytime maximum usable frequencies over a 3,000 km path still exceed 28 megs on a daily basis. Geomagnetic conditions have been mixed, with the KPE index hitting 4.67 on Thursday due to a fast solar wind. We're heading towards the equinox period as we leave February next week and enter March. This is a time that favours north-south paths, such as the UK to South Africa and UK to South America. We'll start to lose propagation to the United States on the higher bands as the spring progresses, but don't worry, it'll be back in the autumn. A coronal hole is turning into an Earth-facing direction, which may cause some disruption with an increasing KP index this weekend. NOAA also predicts slightly worse conditions for the next week, with the solar flux index declining to the 125 to 145 range. Unsettled conditions are predicted for the period of the 5th to the 7th of March, with the KP index perhaps hitting 5 again. As always, this is a guide as we're living in unpredictable times with regard to solar activity. And now the VHF and up propagation news. The coming week looks likely to be another high pressure period on the weather charts. As we ended the week, the high was offset to the west of Ireland, but will become centred over Scotland with a colder northeasterly over southern Britain. This means that tropo may become a mode of choice, particularly for northern areas, although this may well decline as a cold northerly starts at the end of next week. This could offer rain or snow showers with the chance of some associated gigahertz band scatter propagation. As secondary options, aurora and meteor scatter remain viable, of course. Watch for a high KP index for aurora, and remember that random meteor scatter is always likely to be best around dawn. For EME operators, the positive and rising moon declination this week will see moon availability windows lengthening until maximum declination on Wednesday. So there will be high moon elevations, but path losses will continue to increase until apogee next Friday, when the path loss trend will reverse. 144 megs sky noise is moderate to low for the rest of the week, only reaching 500 Kelvin on Tuesday and Wednesday, And that's all from the propagation team this week. Next, the local news. The Online Radio Club has a virtual radio club night at 7:30 p.m. every Thursday via Zoom. Go to their website for the meeting link, onlineradioclub.org. And Ham Radio Network has a talk on the theme of An Evening With on Monday. See hotelromeonovember.world. Now for the Southwest. On Tuesday, Bristol RSGB Group will be enjoying an interactive presentation via Zoom by Nick Wood, M0NTV. The presentation will be entitled Building with Blocks, a Modular Approach to Radio Construction. And the contact is the Bristol RSGB Secretary at Bravo Oscar Sierra Kilo Echo Romeo November Oscar Whiskey.com. And it is Tuesday. Future meetings for the time being will be on Tuesdays. On Friday, North Bristol Amateur Radio Club is having a film night from 8 p.m. The subject will be Understanding Antennas Made Easy. Contact is Dave, G7BYN, on 07533-933-831. And on Thursday, South Bristol Amateur Radio Club will have an open house and on-the-air night from 7:30 p.m. Contact is enquiries at Sierra Bravo Alpha Romeo Charlie.co.uk. In Wales, Bury Amateur Radio Society will be having a club night at Sully Sports and Social Club from 7:30 p.m. on Tuesday. There will be a club net on 144.550 megs from 8 p.m. on Wednesday. On Friday, there will be a Zoom meeting from 7 p.m. hosted by Glyn GW0ANA. Contact is Steve 2W0VOG 07900560080. On Wednesday, Cumbrian Amateur Radio Society meets at Hensley's Village Hall from 7 until 9 p.m. Contact is Gareth 07942334464. Highfield Amateur Radio Club meets at Rubina Recreation Club, Llanidael, Cardiff. CharlieFox.146EchoAlpha at 7 p.m. every Tuesday. The club has access for disabled visitors, and the group has nets on GB3WB from 9:30 p.m. till 10:30 p.m. most nights of the week. Contact is Mike Whiskey 6 Hotel Delta Victor at gmail.com. On Sundays, Newport Amateur Radio Society has an HF net around 3.705 megs at 10 a.m. On Tuesday, there's a net on 145.375 megs at 8 p.m. On Thursday, there's a club and Zoom meeting from 7 p.m. Contact is via www.golfwhiskey4echozuluwhiskey.org.uk/contact-uniform-sierra. Phoenix Amateur Radio Club, Cymru, a still meeting every other Wednesday at 12 p.m. at 14 Lots Canal Centre, High Cross, Newport, postcode November Papa 109 Golf November. The next club meeting will be held on Wednesday the 1st of March. The club has an HF net on Wednesday evenings on 1.938 megs, lower sideband, which starts around 7:30 p.m. On Tuesday evenings, the club has a D-Star net on DCS002B from 8 p.m. Contact is Chris 2W0OGY 0747-363-0005. And up in the Midlands, Gloucester Amateur Radio and Electronics Society has an informal net every day on 145.575 megs FM at 3:30 p.m. On Tuesday, there will be a net on 144.550 megs from 7:30 p.m. starting on SSB and then moving to AM at 8 p.m. On Wednesday, there's a net from 7:30 p.m. on 145.475 megs FM. Thursdays sees another net from 7:30pm on 145.475 MHz FM, moving to 80 metres SSB later. On Friday, there's a net from 7:30pm on 432.220 MHz SSB. Contact is Anne 2E1GKY01242-699-595. Join the day. And there's always their website, www.golf4alphayankeemike.org.uk. That ends this week's GB2RS news broadcast, brought to you by John, G4TRN. It's compiled by the Radio Society of Great Britain, which represents amateur radio and radio amateurs within the United Kingdom and internationally. GB2RS is not licensed for two-way communication, but calls will be welcomed after close down under the call sign Golf 4 Tango Romeo November. So until next Sunday, 7-3, have a good week, keep safe, from the GB2RS news team.